Hey, it's Tom and Claire from Capital East Midlands Drive Time, joined in the studio by Mr. Ben Shepherd, the new host of Capital Drive Time in North West and North Wales.
So 6 months ago, we were in your position, just left uni and started out on Capital East Midlands on the weekends. How excited are you now to be still at uni and joining the Capital team?
It is a little bit crazy, but I'm literally so excited. There's not a moment in a day, I don't think, that I think about this new show. It is incredible, and I'm just so happy to have been given the opportunity to do it.
So you're launching a brand new station, you're going to be on the Drive show. Is that a little bit daunting, or is it just excitement?
Yeah, I suppose it is a little bit daunting as well. I mean, I've only done cover before on Capital South Wales. I've been doing that for a few months, but to get something that is so solid, and you will be doing this every day, it's amazing. I can't have thought of a better job. It's literally one of my dream gigs.
How did you react when you found out, when you got told?
It was a little bit weird because I got told that I was going to hear within a week, and I actually heard the next day. So I was in the library writing a uni essay.
Brilliant.
Good roll.
Yeah, literally it. And I got the phone call, and because I was like, oh, no one's allowed to know. No one's allowed to know. I like picked up my phone and ran out of uni, answered it, and sort of stopped dead when they sort of offered it to me. I was like, yes? Is this a joke? No, but it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. And then I proceeded to ring my mum, who screamed a lot down the phone.
We're really, really pleased for you. So you're at Nottingham Trent University. Of course, the station is Fly FM. It's where we came from. Tell us a bit about what you did at Fly.
So in first year, I did absolutely nothing. I was a bit lazy. Played a bit of sport, but that was it. And then in second year, I joined, took over Tom's role of head of music. Had great fun doing that. My second year at Fly, my third year at uni, I was deputy station manager. So that's this year, I suppose. And that's just helping out everyone out with everything. But it was as I was trying to get in as well. So I didn't do quite as much as I did do in second year. But I still tried to do. I love the station, so I still tried to do as much as I could.
So you had a little bit of success at the Student Radio Awards during your time at Fly, winning Best Newcomer at the last awards in London. How did that kind of help you to get where you are now?
It has helped a lot. It gets your name in the list in a lot of people's minds, and it sort of gets you some face time with people as well. I mean, before I won Newcomer, I did know that I was doing some overnights on Capital South Wales, but the nomination even helped to get them, and it just gets you noticed. It gets you sort of pushed up the scale. It's incredible, and for anyone thinking of entering, you've got to do it.
What advice would you give to people who are just starting out in student radio then, or who've been at student radio for a while and just wants to get themselves noticed?
Just send your stuff. Put some stuff together, get it ready and send it out. If you're a bit nervous about it, send it around the station, send it to a few of your mates. At the end of the day, they're just listeners like anyone else is. So send it to them, get some feedback from them, edit it accordingly, and then send it to the big guys. Why not? You might as well give it a go. All you need to do is get your name known. Once your name's known, someone might say your name to someone else and they might be a gig and they'll be like, oh, he's all right, let's put him on. So it's just getting yourself known, literally. That's all it is.
Some people might be listening to this thinking, oh, he's literally just finishing uni and going straight into a Drive Time show. I take it it's not that simple. You've sent it to lots of people who have sent it back, and it's a lot sort of a slower process, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been a long, slow process. And at some points I've been like, oh, I'm never going to get anything. Maybe I shouldn't do radio. Maybe I should go back to Wales and work on a farm or something. But it is so rewarding as well. I've said before that networking is literally the key. I've spent an obscene amount of money on trains since the start of summer. I'm just literally going around meeting people, staying in stupid hotels, going on ridiculous nights out. But it's great fun. And that's part of radio, I think. And getting in that way is part of radio. So it's not easy. But I think if you hold out and you impress the right people and you do the right things, then I think eventually something will give.
Well, we're so, so pleased for you. When can people listen to you?
So the station launches on the 6th of May. So you can listen to me from then, I suppose.
Well, best of luck with the launch. Hope it all goes brilliantly. And thanks so much for chatting to us.